Welcome to another day with Jesus, a daily devotional podcast to help you walk with Jesus, live for Jesus, and represent Jesus. Now let us open our heart to receive as Pastor Preji shares from the heart of God.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. I hope you're ready and excited for what God is going to speak this morning. Let us turn to the book of Matthew in chapter 9, verse 13. The Bible says, "Then he added, 'Now go and learn the meaning of this scripture. I want you to show mercy, not offer sacrifices. For I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but for those who know they are sinners.'" This is such a powerful declaration by Jesus. He's speaking to those religious people that were surrounding him and the disciples. And these religious folks, their primary job description was to point fingers at all the things that Jesus was doing, the way that Jesus did these miracles, the way that he healed people, the way that he helped them, and the way the people responded back to Jesus. They were trying to find mistakes and faults and problems and issues and all those places where these guys broke protocol. And yet Jesus pointed the fingers back at them and he asked them, "Hey, can you for a minute go back and learn the meaning of God's word? You are pointing fingers at me, saying I am not obeying God's word. And yet, it is in your scripture, the same scripture that you are using to accuse or condemn me. It is the same scripture that I want you to learn and understand a little more deeper." Can it be that sometimes the criticism that we throw at people and the criticism that we use to discuss theology and teachings and pastors and ministries and how they work and what they do, can it be that we are not just being superficial in trying to judge and discern what is going on? Because Jesus said, "Hey, you may be right in trying to judge me in this area, but I want you to understand a little deeper truth here, because I want you to go and understand what it says in another portion of scripture, because I am not just dealing with a superficial issue. I want you to go deeper to understand what the scripture says elsewhere." And so often we come to conclusions based on one verse and we try to judge a person based on one scripture. And in the other place it says, "I want you to show mercy, not offer sacrifices." Now, this may be extremely confusing for so many of us, because we would think that building an altar or worshiping God or bringing a sacrifice to God may be the ultimate purpose of our life. And we will revel in the fact that I don't need anything else. If I can just sit at the feet of Jesus and worship for the rest of my life, I am successful, I am happy, I don't need anybody else, I don't need anything else. And yet Jesus is now telling you, "You know what? I'm glad you're offering sacrifices. I'm glad you're building altars. I'm glad you're worshiping. You have a heart for worship. Praise God, that's amazing, that's a good thing. And yet, there is something that I have required of you. And that is that you show mercy in your relationships. Are you willing to ignore the mistake of your brother and your sister? Are you willing to show mercy the same way that God showed you mercy? That is when your sacrifice, your worship, your giving, your singing, all of it has value, when you are able to grow in love and forgiveness and mercy in your relationships with the people that you're surrounded by. Now Jesus is telling these guys who are being critical of the way that he did his ministry, and he's telling them, do you think you're operating in mercy, or do you think you have a religious spirit of trying to just bring me offerings and sacrifices and doing the right thing? And it says, Jesus went on to explain and he said, for I have come to call not those who think that they are righteous, but those who know for a fact that they are sinners. This is amazing because Jesus just changes the whole paradigm. He is bringing a paradigm shift into the equation and he says, guys, first of all, you've got scriptures completely wrong. You need to go a little deeper in the scripture. Second, you are focusing on the wrong thing. You're focusing on the sacrifices when you should be so much more focusing on mercy. Third, you should understand that my primary purpose of coming on the planet Earth is not to find all the happy, righteous, cute people. The primary reason that I came here was to look for sinners. So if you are going to sit here and judge me because I am fellowshipping and having fun with the friends of tax collectors and sinners, then you have no clue why I am here in the first place. Because I'm not here to be a religious person like you are. I'm here to make friends with sinners, to help sinners, and to bring the mercy, the love, and the grace of God to them. This will offend any religious person. This will offend most religious people that think that you have to behave in a certain way, dress in a certain fashion, do everything in a particular way. And yet Jesus says there is something beyond all of that. Here is God inviting us to not just a superficial understanding of how he functions, but he is taking us deeper to a place where he says, study and understand scripture and know what it means to show mercy. Know what it means to reach out to sinners. May you have your own understanding and perspective from this particular scripture. I hope you're reading the scripture daily with us. If you'd like to know what Bible reading plan I am on, you can let me know and I will send you the link to subscribe and join along with me so that you have a context to every scripture that I pick out on a daily basis. This word is from my heart to your heart, believing that the Holy Spirit is going to bring life wherever you are, whatever situation you are facing. Thank you for tuning in this morning. We will catch up again tomorrow morning with the next part of God's Word.
We hope you are encouraged by today's podcast. To know more about Pastor Preji or other resources you can avail, or to receive help in any specific area, connect with us at PastorPreji.com. And don't forget to register for Revival Dreamers 2021 at dreamingrevival.com/2021. Hurry! Limited seats available. Register now. We wish you a Christ-filled day ahead.